بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير امه اخرجت للناس تامرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا رب العلماء respected حفاظ elders, brothers, mothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah, whose mercy, whose benevolence, whose blessings, and whose bounties extend to both the pious as well as the sinful. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our master and our leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose teachings serve as a cure for all human ills and diseases. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Respected elders and friends, in the ayah which I have recited before you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describing this ummah, Allah showers me and you with an accolade. Allah showers me and you with a favor. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." Allah says, "You are the best of communities." Allah says, "You are the best of communities," notwithstanding the fact that you came last. Notwithstanding the fact that although you came last, but yet you will be the first to enter Jannah. Allah says you are the best of communities who have been taken out for the guidance of mankind. Allah says, what makes you the best of communities? Allah says, what makes you the best of people? Why has Allah showered me and you with this accolade? Simply because Allah says, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ You are a people, you are a nation that ought to advise people and to command people to that which is right and good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And you are a nation that ought to prevent people from that which is evil and bad. From that which earns the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that which brings the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly Allah says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ And the greatest thing is you believe in Allah. Now, friends, keep the context of this ayah in your mind as I proceed with today's advices. You will come to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me and you the best of communities on the basis of these principles. The 1st of December of each year is commemorated as World AIDS Day. It's commemorated as World AIDS Day. Now the purpose of World AIDS Day is perhaps to mobilize our energies, to mobilize our resources and our skills in trying to combat HIV and AIDS and to increase the awareness of this disease that has spread globally. It is also an occasion where we express solidarity with those living with and affected by this disease. Now, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, the statistics are staggering. The statistics are frightening. According to UNAIDS estimates, there are now approximately 33.4 million people living with this disease. Including 2.1 million children. During 2008, that was last year or the year before, 2.7 million people newly infected with the virus, and an estimated 2 million people died of it. Around, and this is even more frightening, around half of the people that were infected with this pandemic, they are infected or affected before they even reach the age of 25. And most of them die before they even reach the age of 35. Now you might ask me the question, or you might think in your mind, that why should we as a Muslim community be discussing HIV and AIDS? Why should we be discussing it? It's their problem. What has it got to do with us? Now I will simply put two or three reasons before you as to why we as a Muslim community, and remember, keeping in context the introduction of the ayah which I have read before you, why is it important for me and for you to understand what is happening? Friends, South Africa has the largest number of people that are infected globally. South Africa has the largest number of people that are infected globally. People are very busy in the country. People are very busy in the country. 5.3 million, 5.3 million people between the age of 25 and 35, that is the core of the labor of our country, are affected by HIV and AIDS. 220,000 children in South Africa are affected by HIV AIDS. And also, respected elders and friends, these children are under the age of 15 years. These children are under the age of 15 years. So first and foremost, why should we as a Muslim community be worried about this? Because of the staggering numbers that I've presented before you. Secondly, and the frightening part of this is, the ever-increasing levels of adulterous relationships, the ever-increasing levels of sexual promiscuity that is happening in our communities and in our societies. Friends, then what is the result of that? What will be the result of the levels of adulterous relationship that is taking place in our Muslim communities, and the equally growing evidence of drug addiction within our communities, expose us to this pandemic and certainly make us vulnerable? So that is simply the reason why we as a Muslim community have to be worried about HIV/AIDS. Nevertheless, of course, there are many who have perhaps contracted this disease not because of their own doing. Not because of their own doing. Most people assume that all infections are transmitted only through immoral behavior. But they fail to understand that they are unaware that it can also be transmitted inadvertently through mother to child. It can also be transmitted via contact with contaminated blood, or an innocent spouse. An innocent spouse getting infected by his or her partner, who may have acquired this disease because of sexual promiscuity, because of an adulterous relationship, or because of a drug-related incident, or because of coming into contact with contaminated blood, so forth. Now, as a Muslim community, we therefore need to deal with these prejudices that stem from the lack of knowledge. Friends, our indifference or our silence to this disease that is rampaging our country within the Muslim community wrongly creates the impression. It creates the impression that it does not exist in our community. We tend to think that this disease and this pandemic is not happening in the Muslim community. Although there are no reliable figures with regard to HIV/AIDS in the Muslim community, practitioners and doctors who deal with infected or affected people reveal an alarming increase in the number of cases that they have treated in the Muslim community. We are not an island to ourselves. We need to understand this, respected elders and friends. We are not an island on ourselves. We cannot insulate ourselves from the pandemic simply by adopting an indifferent attitude. What happens to society at large? What happens to the Muslim, what happens to the entire society at large is ultimately, most definitely going to impact on mine and your lives. And respected elders and friends, the most important thing is, me and you have a religious duty and a social responsibility in the context of the ayah that Allah has made me and you the best of communities, to invite people to that which is good and to forbid them from that which is evil. Now, respected elders and friends, HIV/AIDS is not only a medical problem. It's not only a medical problem. It does not only damage the body, the human body, but it damages the entire society and community. How? The woman and the breadwinners of our nation, who sustain and safeguard the community as a whole, they are being affected. Respected elders and friends, the direct cost of the amount of jobs that I lost because of this pandemic and disease, as well as the loss of income to those who die because of this pandemic, is staggering. Therefore, we cannot say that it's only a disease that is killing human beings. It is a disease and a pandemic that is eating up the very core of human society. Now, friends, what role can we play in both our personal and collective capacities in dealing with the issues that are relating to this pandemic? What role can we play? There are three or four important things that we can do. First and foremost, we can educate ourselves. Perhaps this is the most important. We can educate ourselves. Accurate information about the pandemic, accurate information about the disease will help us to control it in our communities. It will reduce the fear as well as the discrimination against people who perhaps become HIV positive. Information will help us to challenge the myths that generally surround this type of disease. And the Quran and Hadith have repeatedly stressed the importance of acquiring knowledge. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge, can they be equal? Nay, they can never be equal. So first and foremost, we need to educate ourselves, and knowledge is perhaps the most powerful tool available to people that will expose us to possibilities and that will help us to cope with an increasing complex world. Second, we need to display compassion. As I had mentioned, there are many Muslims that are affected with HIV within our communities. We need to know that they are someone's son or daughter. They are somebody's children that are affected. They perhaps are somebody's brother or sister, and they are part of the community. We cannot shun people because of what they have did. We need to reassure them. We need to give them the guarantee of the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا لَأَنفُسَهُمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, oh my servants who have transgressed against their soul. This is a mistake that perhaps they have made. We need to give them the assurance. We need to call them back towards the guidance and the mercy of Allah. That do not despair of the mercy and the hope of Allah. In Allah, Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zat, Allah's being is such that Allah can forgive every type of sin, no matter how big it is. Thirdly, friends, we need to become an instrument of positive change. We need to become an instrument of positive change. We need to become bold advocates of abstinence. Gee, this is the word that I need to tell you about. We need to become bold advocates of abstinence and equally bold critics of the rampant promiscuity and the adulterous relationships that are taking place in our communities. until and unless we don't speak about this, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and we must live on this hadith daily, starting from within our homes, moving on to our communities and societies, moving towards our neighbors. We have to live the hadith of mine and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi." He from amongst you who sees a wrong being perpetrated in your society and in your community, you should stop it with the use of your hands. You should stop it. You should stop this evil with the use of your hands. How many evil is being perpetrated in our very own homes, yet we do not have the courage to stop it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further goes on to say, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي. If you do not have the capability, if you do not have the capacity to stop it by means of your hand and by means of force, then at least you should be bold enough to speak about the wrong that is perpetrated. How many a wrong is taking place in our homes and in our communities and societies that have brought this disease upon the Muslim community, yet how many of us speak against it? فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Then my Nabi said that if you cannot even speak about it, if you cannot even speak about it, then at least feel something in your heart. At least feel some pain in your heart that today the law and the command of my Allah has been broken. وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. But then my Nabi has warned that remember, this is the lowest category of Iman. This is the lowest category of Iman. Nevertheless, respected elders and friends, we must become the change. We must become the change we want to see in our communities. We need to start with ourselves. When you study history, when you study the rise and the fall of any empire or any nation, change throughout history has never occurred because of governments or armies. Change has occurred because of the courage and the commitment of individuals. Change had occurred because of an individual who stood up for that which was right and that which was just. Respected elders and friends, fourthly, we need to show care. We need to display compassion and mercy towards anybody who is infected or affected in our community. We need to care for the family members who are perhaps infected. And we need to lend support to the vulnerable and the innocent children who have become victims of these circumstances. We need to mirror the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who the Quran has described as rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy to the worlds. And wherever you are, whoever you are, you always have the opportunity to show kindness and compassion. Always remember the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are kind and considerate to Allah's creatures, Allah bestows His special kindness and affection on them. Always remember the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irham man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Show kindness to the creatures on earth so that the one in the sky may show kindness towards you. So display kindness, care and compassion to perhaps those who beyond their circumstances have become affected with HIV and AIDS. Respected elders and friends, there's so much we can speak about this, but perhaps the most important point that we need to understand, for as long as we will be a nation, for as long as we will be a community that will be inviting towards that which is good, and we will be preventing and forbidding from that which is evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring good conditions upon us. The moment we shy away from our responsibility, the moment we shy away from our responsibility, unfortunately, Allah save us, Allah protect us, perhaps not so good conditions will prevail over us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us Protect us, protect our youth, protect our communities, our societies, and protect each and everybody from the scourge of HIV/AIDS. And may He grant us the ability, and may He grant us the good fortune of becoming agents of positive change in our communities. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.